Welcome back and happy Tuesday. This week we're going to be talking about the role that employers have as it relates to financial services and the future of student loans. We have another incredible guest this week in Romy Parzyk, who is the CEO of Vault. So I decided to do that this week because student loans, financial wellness is certainly not a new topic within fintech. It's been around for a long time, but student loans, the crisis is one that continues, and it is certainly directly relevant to me. I happen to have graduated with six figures of debt, and it did have an impact in essentially every decision moving forward in my life. And you know, lots of sleepless nights in the early days thinking about what that looks like. And there's a lot of things that come from that. So for me, you know, maybe I would have started my company sooner. You know, there's a lot of components there, but really I am so happy to have Romy sit here and talk with us about this because she's an expert in this. And so Romy, from your perspective, where are we at as a country in regards to student loans and that impact on financial wellness?
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing your personal story. I like to share mine as well too. So I'm a woman in my 40s and I am still carrying student loan debt. I felt that in order to get the type of jobs I was looking for, I had to, you know, go to grad school as well. And so, you know, I like to say one of the kind of scariest part of all of the student loan debt for me personally is that I'm about to have a daughter who's about to go to college in a few years. So it's this really interesting place where I'm still paying my loan debt and she may get some loan debt that I'm going to have to pay too. And so it's a very personal issue for me. But from a broader economic standpoint, just so everybody has the numbers, there's $1.6 trillion in student loans. That affects about 43 to 45 million Americans. And there's just no sort of end in sight to the growth. So all indicators show that by 2027, so just a few years away, the loan balance is going to double. So we're going to go from 1.6 to about $3 trillion in student loans. And what does that mean? It means for our society exactly what some of what you and I have had to do over the years in terms of thinking about, well, maybe I delay starting a family, maybe I delay buying a home, or maybe I take the bus and don't buy a car, right? There's all these financial trade-offs for the total puzzle for an individual. And when you stack up 43 million individuals, that's really got a ripple effect on the economy. And you can see in the Coronavirus Act that student loans have taken a front seat in some of the things that have been passed there because the government is aware of how much of a burden it is for so many Americans.
I think you are absolutely right. There is that direct connection between mental health and physical health. And to this day, I am not out of the woods yet. I am still paying off my student loans. I ended up refinancing, which is a whole story for a different day. But, you know, there's a lot of things that people, our next generation of entrepreneurs may be waiting because of this, or people may be taking roles that are not the right roles because of that burden. I did not personally have that safety blanket. And, you know, depending on how your loans are, what they look like, you can file for bankruptcy. Your student loans are still there. It's one of those things that are attached to you like nothing else. So I want to move on to the response to all of this. There are many people and many roles that have many roles in response to this student loan crisis, from the government to employers. What, from your perspective and Vault's perspective, what can employers do to help in this age?
Really good question. So I absolutely believe that individuals have a responsibility, right? Like you individually, you signed the documents, you have a responsibility to do your best to pay on time and stay above water with the loans. There are a lot of things that happen to people that don't allow them to do that. And, you know, we don't have to go down that path. But So in no ways do I ever think that individual responsibility should be, you know, put aside. I also think that it's great that the government has a role and they think about programs, loan forgiveness programs for people like teachers or if you work at nonprofits. And I think there's absolutely a role for that as well. But working at Vault, what we do is we have products that allow employers to help their employees manage and pay down a student loan debt. And employees, you know, the table stakes for employees are health insurance and retirement. But the next most asked about benefit is student loans. And I'll tell you, about 70% of four-year grads are graduating. So seniors are graduating with about $37,000 on average of student loans. So this is not like, hey, one in 10 people. This is 70% of people are graduating. And so, you know, our view is really that employers, they have incentives and their incentives are aligned with helping their employees pay off their student loan debt and manage that debt. One, because like you said, it's tied to mental health. So if you are so stressed out, you may not be as productive. You may not be able to show up at work as much as you should be because you're just so stressed financially, right? And you might, even when you're showing up, might not be as productive. But also, you know, attracting and retaining talent is expensive. And, you know, everyone knows the stats around like how often, you know, the more you can keep people, it makes a huge difference in terms of having to retrain the next person and start over. And so our products are really centered around attracting and retaining talent. And I think it makes so much sense for employers because of those two components. You know, the ROI is directly, you know, related to attracting and retaining. But also just more broadly, the sense that you as an employer are benefiting from the education that your employees are getting on your behalf. So why shouldn't the student loan assistance be part of that compensation package?
Makes a lot of sense, Romy. You want people to think that when, you know, you are bringing them on, that you're investing in them, and the people who are excited about staying are going to be ones that they truly believe that you are invested in them in their future. So the connection makes a ton of sense from my perspective. And it's one that I see with the government's help, with employers' help, there is a lot of impact. There is a lot of potential to really change how we think about student loans moving forward. So Romy, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. For all of you, you can read the full Q&A below. There is a lot there that is extremely exciting for you. Romy has an awesome background. There is great information for you want to check out more about Vault. That's there as well. I cannot wait to see you all again next week. Thank you for your time. And until then, signing off.